For Monday, September 14th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome back to this, your daily devotion for Monday, September 14th. It's been a couple of weeks. I'm thankful and happy to be back, able to do these devotions with you, to spend time reading the written word of God, being encouraged, being built up, being challenged. I have missed doing this, but we are back, and so we go forth today into 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. If you would, open your Bible with me there. Again, that 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. I'm going to begin reading from verse 1 in chapter 11. Follow along. This is what the Word of God teaches. I wish you would bear with me in a little foolishness. Do bear with me, for I feel a divine jealousy for you, since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and proclaims another Jesus than the one that we have proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or if you accept a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it readily enough. Indeed, I consider that I am not in the least inferior to these super apostles. Even if I am unskilled in speaking, I am not so in knowledge. Indeed, in every way we have made this plain to you in all things. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, Imagination versus Inspiration. And this is what he wrote. Simplicity is the secret of seeing things clearly. A saint does not think clearly for a long while, but a saint ought to see clearly without any difficulty. You cannot think a spiritual muddle clear. You have to obey it clear. In intellectual matters, you can think things out, but in spiritual matters, you will think yourself into cotton wool. If there is something upon which God has put his pressure, obey in that matter, bring your imagination into captivity to the obedience of Christ with regard to it, and everything will become as clear as daylight. The reasoning capacity comes afterwards, but we will never see along that line. We see like children. When we try to be wise, we see nothing. The tiniest thing we allow in our lives that is not under the control of the Holy Spirit is quite sufficient to account for spiritual muddle, and all the thinking we like to spend on it will never make it clear. Spiritual muddle is only made plain by obedience. Immediately we obey, we discern. This is humiliating because when we are muddled, we know that the reason is in the temper of our mind. When the natural power of vision is devoted to the Holy Spirit, it becomes the power of perceiving God's will, and the whole life is kept in simplicity. I trust that you have been both challenged and encouraged by today's devotion. Join again tomorrow morning as we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.